Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd, different, which I call a wombat. I have a wombat tonight, and that's my co-host, Josie Hale. So I will now introduce Josie. Hi, Josie.
Hey, Harry.
So tell us a little about yourself. How old are you? Where are you from? What are your hobbies or something? Just give the audience some idea who you are.
All right. I'm Josie. I'm Harry's and Phyllis's granddaughter. I'm from Durham, North Carolina. I'm 13 and going into 8th grade.
Okay. And let's see. You have an ambition in life at this point. You hope to be what?
A writer. I love writing. It's my life.
And she's already written some things. And missing today is her best friend, Alexa, who would be with us, except she had to go back to Durham. And Josie, let me see. I gather you and Alexa consider yourselves to be feminists?
Yes.
And part of being a feminist these days consists of taunting me as an older generation male who grew up in a culture that definitely was not as supportive of feminism as it should be. Do you want to say anything about that, Josie?
Well, I'm just going to say that our part of being a feminist is calling you out when you make sexist comments, Harry. And as a feminist, I feel like I need to call you out for that when you do that.
And I noticed that it's very easy for me to say something I consider just normal, and I am called out. It's been interesting. So most of the songs tonight were picked by Josie. And actually, Josie, I think some of them were picked by Alexa, right?
Yes, she is not here, but she asked me to do some of her songs in her honor, so I will do that.
Okay, and maybe you can let us know which ones those are as they go by. And I think we're ready to start. And so tell us about the first song and wave to me when you want me to start playing it.
All right, so the first song is Hedwig's Theme. It's kind of the iconic song of Harry Potter. It's the first song of the first Harry Potter movie. And I think a lot of people are familiar with it. Alexa really loves it. I do too. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
That was Hedwig's Theme, composed by John Williams from the Harry Potter soundtrack. And now for the next song, which is one of mine. It's Galavant from the Netflix TV show Galavant, and it's performed by the cast of Galavant. It's the theme song of the show, and me and Alexa and I, really like this show because we're basically the exact target audience.
Of old, there was a legend told about a hero known as Galavant.
Sweat on perfect hair.
Call me back to there.
There was no hero quite like Galavant.
Tough, plus every other manly value.
She was one fair maiden. Strong legs and perfect skin. A body built for sin. With cleavage you could hold her, hold her rein in. True love was never this ecstatic, nor as wildly acrobatic. Yes, he loved her to excess, thrice daily more or less, and she'd be screaming
and
One tiny problem soon would arise. Richard, a nearby king of wealth and stature, he watched Madalena, lust in his eyes, and he asked her for her hand. Well, more like a demand.
Well, more like how his henchmen snatch her. Which brings us to today, the royal wedding day. Stop it now at Galavant. Poor Madalena waits behind King Richard's gates for the arrival of her Galavant. Now, at last begins a true adventure. Epic, wild, a real hot adventure.
So, as I'll tell you, sit back and here we go. Attend the day of Galavant.
That was Galavant from the Netflix TV show Galavant, and the next song is Overture. This is actually one of my friend Alexa's songs, and it is from the movie Beauty and the Beast, the 2017 version. At least I think it came out in 2017, and it is like a medley of all the songs, kind of, but with no words.
Thank you.
that was Overture from Beauty and the Beast, choreographed by Alan Menken, and now the next song is Harry's.
Hi. Well, the songs tonight picked by Josie and Alexa are different from my normal fare. I occasionally play something like some of them, but this one coming up is back to old school. It's gospel, and it's a folk song, I guess. I heard it at the Swannanoa Gathering a few weeks ago, and I liked it and remembered it and went and found the best recording of it I could. It's called Somewhere Listening by Bill Anderson, and it'll kind of break the flow here, but we'll be right back into Josie and Alexa's music after this song. So this is Somewhere Listening.
When my Savior calls, I will answer. When He calls for me, I will be there. When my Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. If my heart is right when He calls me, if my heart is right, I will meet Him. If my heart is right, when He calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
That was Somewhere Listening by Bill Anderson, and that guitar in there was a dobro. I have a dobro guitar and love to play it like that. I just have to put a few hundred hours in and I probably could. And we're now back to Josie, who will tell us about the next song. Josie?
The next song is Where You Are from the popular Disney movie Moana. It is performed by Christopher Jackson, Rachel House, Nicole Scherzinger, Auli Cravalho, and Luis Bush.
Moana, make way, Moana, it's time you knew, the village of Motunui is all you need. The dancers are practicing. They dance to an ancient song.
Who needs a new song to show what's all we need?
This tradition is our mission. And Moana, there's so much to do. Don't trip on the terror route. That's all you need. We share everything we make. We joke and we weave our baskets. The fishermen come back from the sea. Don't walk away. Moana, stay on the ground now. Our people will need a chief. And there you are. There comes a day when you're gonna look around and realize happiness is where you are. Consider the coconut.
The what?
Consider its trees. Each part of the coconut. That's all we need.
We make our nets from
we
the
make
fibers
our nets from the
water
fibers.
Is sweet inside.
We use the leaves to build fires.
Cook up the meat inside.
Consider the coconuts, the trunks and the leaves. The island gives us what we need. That's right, we stay. We're safe and we're well provided. And when we look to the future, there you are. You'll be okay. In time you'll learn just as I did. You must find happiness right where you are.
I like to dance with the water, the undertow and the waves. The water is mischievous, ha! I like how it misbehaves. The village may think I'm crazy or say that I drift too far. But once you know what you like, well, there you are. You are your father's daughter. Stubbornness and pride. Mind what he says, but remember, you may hear a voice inside. And if the voice starts to whisper, to follow the farthest star, why not? That voice inside is who you are.
We make our nets from
we
the
fire. We make our nets from the fire.
The village believes in us. The village believes
the island gives us what we need.
And no one leaves.
So we will stay. My home, my people beside me. And when I think of tomorrow,
there we are.
That was Where You Are from the movie Moana, and the next song is Belle from Beauty and the Beast. It's performed by Emma Watson, Luke Evans, and the ensemble of Beauty and the Beast.
Little town, it's a quiet village. Every day like the one before. Little town, full of little people. Waking up to say
bonjour,
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 bonjour.
There goes the baker with his tray, like always. The same old bread and rolls to sell. Every morning just the same, since the morning that we came to this poor provincial town.
Good morning, Belle.
Good morning, Monsieur Jean. Have you lost something again?
Well, I believe I have. The problem is, I can't remember what. Oh, well, I'm sure it'll come to me.
Where are you off to?
To return this book to Père Robert. It's about two lovers in fair Verona.
Sounds boring.
Look, there she goes, that's going strange, no question.
Dazed and distracted, can't you tell?
Give a part of any crowd, cause her head's up on some cloud.
No denying she's a funny girl, that Belle.
Bonjour, good day,
How is your family?
Bonjour, good day, how is your wife?
I need 6 eggs,
that's too expensive.
There must be more than this provincial life.
Ah, if it isn't the only bookworm in town. So, where did you run off to this week?
2 cities in northern Italy. I didn't want to come back. Have you got any new places to go?
I'm afraid not, but you may reread any of the old ones that you'd like.
Your library makes our small corner of the world feel big.
Bon voyage!
Look, there she goes, the girl is so peculiar.
I wonder if she's feeling well.
With a dreamy far-off look and a nose stuck in a book, what a puzzle to the rest of us is Belle.
Oh, isn't this amazing? It's my favorite part because you'll see. She meets Prince Charming, but she won't discover that it's him till chapter 3.
Now it's no wonder that her name means beauty. Her looks have got no parallel.
But behind that fair facade, I'm afraid she's rather odd.
Very different from the rest of us.
She's nothing like the rest of us. Yes, different from the rest of us.
Look at her, LeFou. My future wife.
Belle is the most beautiful girl in the village. That makes her the best.
But she's so well-read. And you're so athletically inclined.
Yes. But ever since the war, I felt like I've been missing something. And she's the only girl that gives me that sense of...
Je ne sais quoi?
I don't know what that means.
Right from the moment when I met her, saw her, I said she's gorgeous and I fell. Here in town there's only she who is beautiful as me, so I'm making plans to woo and marry Belle.
Look, there he goes, isn't he dreamy? Monsieur Gaston, oh he's so cute! Be still, my heart, I'm hardly breathing. He's such a tall, dark, strong, and handsome brute.
Pardon.
Good day, oui.
To call this baby.
One coffee, flowers.
Some tea.
10 euros. 1 pound.
Excuse me.
I'll get the knife.
Please let me through.
This bread, the fish, it's stale.
They smell. Madam's mistaken.
Well, there must be more than this provincial life.
Just watch, I'm going to make Belle my wife.
Look, there she goes, her girl is strange but special. A most peculiar mademoiselle. It's a pity and a sin, she doesn't work it in. She really is a funny girl, a beauty, but a funny girl. She really is a funny girl.
That was Belle from Beauty and the Beast, and the next song is Stand Up from Galavant. And I like this song because it's a bit of an empowering song, like taking action, getting into shape, and yeah.
We'll be right back.
the plot will suck. So stand up and go for glory. Stand up, there is no story. Stand up, don't let your legend suck. Now you're looking pumped and cut, and it's time to check your guts. Gotta kick your rival's butt. It all ends here if not. Soon the battle will begin, and you better be all in. Cause if you don't fight and win, there really is no plot. So stand up and go for glory. Stand up, there is no story. Stand up.
That was Stand Up from the TV show Gallivant, and the next song is one of my friend Alexa's. It's Be Our Guest, again from Beauty and the Beast, and it's performed by Ewan McGregor, Emma Thompson, Gugu Mbatha-Raw, and Ian McKellen.
Ma chère mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents... your dinner. Be our guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, sherry, and we'll provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre. Why, we only live to serve. Try the grey stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me, ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France. And a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu. Take a glance and then you'll be our guest. We are guest, be our guest. Beef ragu, cheese souffle, pie and pudding, en flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatware's entertaining. We tell jokes, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
And it's all in perfect taste that you can bet.
Come on and lift your glass, you've won your own free pass to be our guest. If you're stressed, it's fine dining we suggest. Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest. It's so unnerving for a servant who's not serving. He's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful. Hey, Cogsworth. Suddenly those good old days are gone. Too long we've been rusting, needing so much more. Needing exercise, a chance to use our skills. Most days we just lay around the castle. Flabby, fat and lazy, you walked in and oops-a-daisy.
It's a guest, it's a guest. Sakes alive, well I'll be blessed. Wine's been poured and thank the Lord I've had the napkins freshly pressed. With dessert, she'll want tea, and my dear, that's fine with me. While the cups do their soft chewing, I'll be bubbling, I'll be brewing. I'll get warm, piping hot. Heaven's sakes, it's our spot. Clean it up, we want the company impressed. We've got a lot to do. Is it one lump or two? For you, our guest.
She's our guest.
She's our guest.
She's our guest.
We are guests, we are guests of the month.
that was Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast. And the next song is You're Welcome, a song I think you all know from Moana. And it is sung by Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Okay. I see what's happening, yeah. You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable. Well, it's nice to see that humans never change. Open your eyes, let's begin. Yes, it's really me, it's Maui, breathe it in. I know it's a lot, the hair, the bod. When you're staring at a demigod, what can I say except you're welcome? For the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, it's okay, you're welcome. I'm just an ordinary demi-guy. Hey, what has two thumbs and pulled up the sky? When you were waddling yay high, this guy. When the nights got cold, who stole you fire from down below? Look at him, yo. Oh, also I lassoed the sun. You're welcome to stretch your days and bring you fun. Also I harnessed the breeze. You're welcome to fill your sails and shake your trees. So what can I say except you're welcome? For the islands I pulled from the sea. There's no need to pray, it's okay, you're welcome. Ha, I guess it's just my way of being me. You're welcome, well, come to think of it. Kid, honestly, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, that was Maui just messing around. I killed an eel, I buried its guts. Sprouted a tree, now you got coconuts. What's the lesson? What is the takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here in my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been, I make everything happen. Look at that, me, 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 Maui, just look at that. Well, anyway, let me say you're welcome.
That was You're Welcome from the Disney movie Moana, and now back to Harry.
Well, we've been listening to Josie Hale's selections and Alexa Chambers, her friend, who has picked some of the songs. And you're listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, and co-host Josie Hale. And I bring you this show Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, from WEHC at Emory and Henry College, your college and community station. And you can also pick us up streaming on the web at wehcfm.com. So if you have one of those devices like Alexa or Google, you can talk to it and say, play WEHC, and it will, or play radio station WEHC, it'll play it. And I'm not saying its name because it'll turn it on in your house. Anyway, so that's our show. And tonight, our co-host is picking things. And I want to ask her a question. I want you to figure out the story here. I am a elderly male, and Josie is a 13-year-old female, and I would say recent, but that's probably not true, but she has identified herself as a feminist. And I want you to imagine what it's like for me trying to think what I can say or ask her that won't evoke an annoyed response.
Well, Harry, you can say things that aren't sexist and they won't get an annoyed response. If you do say things that are sexist, I'm going to call you out for them.
Uh-huh. Well, one question is, all right, so one view of feminism is a filter on life, that things that fit through the filter are acceptable and things that aren't will be called out. And what happens to things like literature and music and plays that were historically actually unacceptable to feminism? Should they be banned? Should they be studied for history? I mean, what do you do with the past that doesn't fit the mold you think it should?
well, things that they didn't, if they didn't know any better at that time, like, say, I don't know, a play that was written in the Middle Ages or something, they didn't know any better, so they get a certain degree off. But, like, if there is somebody today who writes a play that is sexist, then they don't get off easy because they should have known better. However, you get off a little bit easy because you are old, but you are still living in the 21st century, so you do not get off entirely scot-free.
That's for sure. Okay, well, that, I see that. the same problem, a similar problem, I think, is occurring with the whole Civil War thing. And the current view is that anyone who is pro the Confederacy is wrong, that they are basically racist. And so all our heroes like Stonewall Jackson, Robert E. Lee, that I grew up hearing were wonderful, great men who did heroic things, are now being treated as pariahs, and their statues are being taken down, and it's kind of difficult. The same thing a little bit with feminism. I grew up with a different point of view. I don't think of myself as a sexist, but on the other hand, some of the points of view I grew up with, like it's good for a woman to stay home and raise kids, that just that statement alone kind of triggers some reaction. So it's tricky. Let's see, Josie, what else can I ask you? So you're reading a book right now that's a feminist book, right? It's fiction, though.
Yes, it's stories of feminist girls taking on sexism in their society, succeeding, showing everybody, and being, in general, awesome. It's a great book.
And that's called?
The Radical Element.
I'll have to take a look at that, because I'm trying to keep up with the changing world. So we've had a brief discussion of feminism, and we attempted to have a discussion of the Civil War, but Josie suggested that perhaps it was a little too controversial, and after thinking about it, I agree with her, so we have deleted that. Our generation gap, which is about 63 years, has pretty much made it a little too touchy to get into, you know, the whole idea of what happened to our heroes from the Civil War and
Harry,
all that. Yeah.
We said we're not getting into this.
Yes, we're not. We're not. Okay. Is there anything we can discuss that would be of any interest to our listeners? It's time now to move on with music, and the next song is one of mine. It's The Book of Love by Peter Gabriel, and I first heard it watching a TV series. I think it was ER, and I think it was the show in which George Clooney was his last show with the cast, and he was walking around the hospital saying goodbye to people, and it was a very well-done show, very poignant and touching, and they played this song in the background, and I was completely captured by it. And have since loved it, and it's called The Book of Love, and it's sung by Peter Gabriel.
Thank you. book of love is long and boring and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things, and you ought to give me wedding rings. And
that was The Book of Love by Peter Gabriel, and I'm now going to give the show back to Josie Hale.
All right, the next song is I'll Make a Man Out of You from the movie Mulan. It's actually performed by the Larry Steelman Orchestra because I couldn't find the Mulan soundtrack, but it's a really great song. I feel like not a lot of people know it, but maybe they do. I'm not quite sure. I just think it's a great song, and it's actually one of Alexa's songs.
Well, I'm going to comment that I'm not sensitive or anything or paranoid, but I'm sure that Alexa and Josie picked this song specifically addressed me saying, I'll make a man out of you, and they could have added yet on the end.
Actually, no, we did not, Harry. We just liked this song, and we were considering this song long before we knew this, and it's not even about you, so don't be vain.
I'm so vain, I think this song is about me, don't I?
Nope,
don't I?
Nope, not about you.
Okay, I got it.
Let's get down to business, to defeat the Huns. Did they send me daughters when I asked for sons? You're the saddest bunch I ever met, but you can bet before we're through, Mr. I'll make a man out of you. But on fire within. Once you find your center, you are sure to win. You're a spineless, pale, pathetic lot, and you haven't got a clue. Somehow I'll make a man out of you. I'm never gonna catch my breath, say goodbye to those who know me. Boy, was I fool in school for cutting gym. This guy's got us scared to death, hope he doesn't see right through me. Now I really wish that I knew how to swim.
Be a man.
He must be swift as the coursing reel.
Be a man.
With all the force of a great typhoon.
Be a man.
With all the strength of a raging fire. Mysterious as the dark side of the moon. Time is racing toward us till the Huns arrive. Heed my every order and you might survive. You're unsuited for the rage of war, so pack up, go home, you're through. How could I make a man out of you?
Be a man.
must be swift as the coursing river.
Be a man.
With all the force of a great typhoon.
Be a man.
With all the strength of a raging fire. Mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
Be a man.
We must be swift as the coursing river.
Be a man.
With all the force of a great typhoon.
Be a man.
With all the strength of a raging fire. Mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
That was I'll Make a Man Out of You from Mulan. And the next song is How Far I'll Go from Moana. Again, I know there are a lot of Moana songs in here, but seriously, it's a really great movie. You should watch it. And I'm pretty sure this song has been, like, karaoke'd so many times.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know. If I go, there's just no telling how far I'll go. I know everybody on this island seems so happy on this island. Everything is by design. I know everybody on this island has a role on this island, so maybe I can roll with mine. I can lead with pride, I can make us strong. I'll be satisfied if I play along, but the voice inside sings a different song. What is wrong with me? See the light as it shines on the sea. Deep it goes, and it seems like it's calling out to me. So come find me and let me know what's beyond that line. Will I cross that line? The line where the sky hits the sea, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind is my sail on the sea.
That was How Far I'll Go from Moana, and now over to Harry.
Well, we've been listening to songs picked by Josie and Alexa, and touching on a few controversial topics. And I've just got time to sneak in one more song. I may not get all of it, but I'll play part of it. I think this song transcends the feminist kind of issue. It's kind of a universal theme about men and women, and it's Johnny Cash, Old School. Any old wind that blows.
Lord, she's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day. Slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me, yes I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it, and she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will. Yes, she will. She'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be, I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. Even if she loved another man, I'd understand it more than I do. But I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things.
That was Johnny Cash singing Any Old Wind That Blows, and I had to cut him off to finish the show. And Josie Hale and I, my co-host, have been making this show tonight. Josie, this must be about your 7th or 8th show or something. Do you have any idea how many shows you've done?
Nope.
And do you have any comments on what it's like to make a radio show?
I don't know. I really like putting my songs out there, and it's just fun to make radio shows, I think.
I agree. It is fun to make radio shows. And now it's time to ask you to join us in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.